Welcome to the Potential Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, psychologist Ellen Jackson, and this is the show in which we explore what it is to be human and how we as humans can fulfill our potential. Hello and welcome back to the Potential Psychology Podcast. We are back for a new season with new interviews, new guests, new conversations, and we're celebrating our fifth birthday this month. Incredibly, the Potential Psychology Podcast has been on the air for 5 years, and this is episode number 123. Now, plenty of podcasts have more than 123 episodes, but I got a little curious about how many have lasted more than 5 years. And my curiosity led me down, shall we call it a podcast statistic rabbit hole, which was an enormous waste of time that really should have been spent on other tasks. But I thought I'd just run past you what I found out. This is a bit of a nerd alert. There are statistics incoming. There are somewhere between 3 and 4 million podcasts in existence in the world today. No one seems sure of the exact number, and not all of those podcasts are active at present. And of those 3 to 4 million, approximately half have fewer than 3 episodes, and only maybe in the order of 700,000 have more than 10 episodes. In fact, only, it's estimated, 500,000 podcasts released at least one episode in 2022. And I couldn't actually find out how many podcasts have consistently published episodes for more than 5 years, but I did find out that it's estimated that about 75% of podcasts only last for 3 months, and about 90% of podcasters give up within 6 months. So 5 years really feels worth celebrating. And I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do that. Haven't made any plans, but we will find a way to celebrate this milestone. And if you have any good ideas as to how to do that, how you'd like us to do that, then maybe let me know. Shoot me an email or get in touch via the website, potential.com.au. Now, none of this is what I'm here to tell you about today. I told you it was a rabbit hole. I am here to tell you what's coming up in this season of the show, and we do have some very cool stuff. First up, I'm going to do a little solo show that kind of connects purpose and values and leadership and community and the work that I've been doing, a bit of personal evolution maybe, over the last couple of years, and how that all connects together and really frames everything else that we're going to be talking about on the show for this season. So I haven't really come up with a title for it yet, but it's something around community leadership and passion and purpose and belonging. So that's going to be our first episode back next week. It is a solo show. I haven't done one of those for a while. And then after that, we're going to explore what it means to have purpose in your life. And note, I didn't say anything about finding your purpose because my guest, B. Boccalandro, who is a US-based author of a book called Do Good at Work, How Simple Acts of Purpose Drive Success and Wellbeing. She has a really interesting take on what purpose means and how we don't need to go out and find it because it's likely that it's already there in your life, and she's going to help you to recognize it, help us to recognize it through that conversation. It's a fabulous one. It's so good and it's so big that we've actually split it into a couple of parts. So there's a couple of episodes with B. We'll also be exploring this season how to make better decisions with performance psychologist Michael Inglis. And we'll bust some myths about baby brain with show favourite Dr. Sarah Mackay. Could it be that your brain is actually better after a baby? Sarah has been deep into the research on that topic, and she'll be on the show to talk about her new book, Baby Brain, The Surprising Neuroscience of How Pregnancy and Motherhood Sculpt Our Brains and Change Our Minds. And that is just a taste of what's coming up here on the show for our first season back, and indeed for the whole of 2023. We're really excited to be back. We're so glad that you're back here with us. And if you love the show, we'd really appreciate you spreading the word. Please share a link or give us a rating or review on your podcast platform. Tell somebody about an episode you enjoy. Suggest that they give us a follow. We have a lot of great stuff to bring to you and to as many people as we can, and we'd really appreciate your help and support in spreading the word. Now, as always, to keep up to date with all things Potential Psychology this year, as every year, you will find the show notes for every episode, a transcript of every episode, links to all of the resources that we mention and our guest details, as well as all of our past episodes, of course, all 122 of them, at potential.com.au/podcast. We are also on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, and you can watch the video of each episode if you'd like to see the face behind the voice that you're hearing. I'm not sure if that's how to describe it, but you know what I mean. As well, of course, as the faces of our lovely guests, each episode of the Potential Psychology podcast is also on YouTube. So pop over to YouTube and search Potential Psychology. Big thanks to my team, Jay and Shari and Andy, for embarking on another year of podcasting with me. We've been an excellent team for 5 years now. And thank you, of course, for listening in. Our next episode will be in your ears next week. In the meantime, please go forth and fulfill your potential.